Columnist Andrew Watts is documenting his experience being treated for prostate cancer. The next step was an appointment for a CT simulation and to meet with my radiation therapy team to learn about my treatment and what it entails. We arrived on a Wednesday morning for a 10 a.m. appointment. The only effort on our part was just to confirm I had arrived, 15 minutes before my appointment, then go to the waiting area and wait to be called. We both felt the warm and positive atmosphere as soon as we arrived. The young lady who was my radiation therapy team leader called for me within 5 minutes of arriving and led us to a smaller private area in the RT sector, where we sat down. She introduced herself, then proceeded to explain what I would be doing this morning to complete the simulation. Basically, it was to simulate exactly how the radiation treatment would be administered specifically for me, based on my cancer diagnosis, and from which my radiology oncologist and his therapy team could plan the exact and precise treatment plan for me. Apparently, after completing this session, it proved not to be successful, and as I assumed it was probably my fault, there were no recriminations, just the same cheerful acceptance and a follow-up appointment for the following Monday already booked. The few days did allow me to plan on adding something I hadn't even thought of into the mix. It hadn't even occurred to me that I might drive myself to the appointments, but I was told that if I felt okay, there was no reason not to. I already knew that my lady would want to come with me on occasions, but wanted it to be her choice when she didn't feel like it or had other things to do. So, the next Monday she was the passenger whilst I drove my little red car, a 2008 stick-shift Saturn Astra, up to St. Catharines. It was nice to actually drive it a bit further than my usual and occasional local hops. We arrived on time, sat for about 5 minutes again, before being welcomed by members of the team and taken to a small private reception area and briefed on the simulation again, with no rush, just letting me know what was to happen, again. A friendly chat, rather than any consultation, all the time in the world for us to ask questions and, in the actual CT simulation wing, an even more awesome welcome, if possible, than previous visits to the biopsy diagnosis wings. This team makes you feel it is all about you, not them, and they are only there to help you. This time, no glitch, all went well, and I returned home, complete with 3 tattoos for the radiation to target when I begin my treatment. It's impossible for me to feel anything but cheerful and positive about the outcome of this upcoming treatment being a cancer-free outcome. I am not naive enough to understand things don't always work out as planned in every event, but if that should be the case, it would not make me feel anything but gratitude for these young women and men who are making this process so warm and welcoming. Of course, I've already begun my treatment, as I've been popping pills for my hormone therapy for 2 weeks already. Tomorrow my nurse arrives, on schedule, to stick a needle in me. Why is it that even this doesn't make me feel any less cheerful about this journey of mine? The next step is a phone call from my team to give me the start date for my radiation therapy, in the next 2 weeks. I can't wait.